you know, the same moto building practices that the ABA tracks are used to. So once we can get everybody on that same system, then you can continue using the software that you're used to. If that doesn't happen by that time, then it's going to be getting you a copy of the MotoMaker software, training you on how to use that software, which is really no problem. You know, we've got a training video that can go out on the CD that you can watch. It's about 45 minutes in length, teaches you how to use that program. And of course, you know, here's the big thing, guys, with these computer programs and stuff. You have track directors that will answer your phone call if you're having problems with the software, rules, questions. So one of the big things is service, service, service.
Another good one was, how can we get on the email list so that all the information USA BMX is received by everyone? You know, traditionally within ABA, the emails and any correspondence has been directed toward the track director or track operator. And we count on those individuals to disseminate that information. You know, as we work through this, we're certainly expanding, you know, that list and looking at expanding how we disseminate information. We certainly know that sometimes emails get stuck in inboxes and more people would like to be including information. So we're increasing our database capabilities so that we can hopefully include everybody on subsequent emails. So stay tuned. On moving up, does that mean local wins or national wins?
Well, when we covered the slides that talked about 8 wins to move from novice to intermediate, 25 wins to move from intermediate to expert, that's all types of races. There is a rule that says if you win 5 national events in the same proficiency, so 5 national wins as a novice, or 5 national wins or title wins as an intermediate, that would move you up as well. But it means a combination of both. So, let's see.
If we were an NBL track this year and we go to an ABA track next year, can we go back and forth? Okay, this is the one thing we're trying to get make sure that we let everybody understand. Like that second or third slide said, you know what? We're not ABA or NBL, we're USA BMX. There's no moving back and forth. The only choice that you're making is you're choosing to run the system. And it's the way that we run the race. I'm either choosing to run it a total points style system or the transfer system. That's the nuanced difference between the two. But unfortunately, we're all under one system now, you know, for points and programming and everything else. So it's not that I'm an NBL track or I'm an ABA track.
And again, you know, like the question is, it's possible that either you might run a transfer system one night and a total points system on another night. You have tracks that already do that.
Next was, where do riders go to get information and apply for the scholarship race? We're going to be working on having that information out shortly, and stay tuned for that. We'll have a complete application process established soon. Can we expect to see a price increase in membership fees for 2012? The answer is no. You know, that's something that we've worked very hard on to ensure that we're not going to see some type of sudden, you know, jump in fees. You know, we've got a $45 membership fee, and you know, we've done very well with that. You know, we feel like that's a good price point, you know, for the tracks and especially for the memberships. Hopefully, especially for all those new NBL tracks that have been on board with UCBMX, that's a much easier system to, if you will, sell to your new people, you know, versus a big, you know, lump sum type thing.
Let's see, a track asking about tracks getting the trick-or-treat flyers for this year. Yeah, I mean, if you've got your order in for the trick-or-treat flyers, and again, if you don't know what we're talking about, we've got, you know, great flyers that we do for tracks to give out to parents who are going to pass out candy and don't mind dropping a flyer promoting your track into the bag along with the piece of candy. It's really a brilliant idea, and one that we got from a track many, many years ago, and now we just kind of facilitate printing those custom trick-or-treat flyers for the track. So you just gotta, you know, I would say right now we're middle of September, you know, quickly get your order emailed into one of the track directors. How many trick-or-treat flyers do you want? The exact text that you want printed on them. So I can forward that to the art department. They will cut and paste the text, design the flyer, and we'll print it and get it out to you.
Next one is, under the new divisional national system, can a rider earn points by racing in the other division? again, it's not rider, it's not divisional specific. You know, it doesn't matter where you're from. You know, you just go and show up at your divisional finals, and that's where you go. So, yeah, so if I'm from Florida and I go race in Reno because I want to go catch an indoor race because maybe the weather doesn't look so good in Louisville, absolutely. You go get those national scores, and you're in for that divisional, and those divisional awards are going to be important to you, and as well as the USA BMX National Overall Awards. Next one says, can USA BMX vouchers be used for any race at the Grands or the President's Cup? Remember, those vouchers are only going to be allocated and be able to be used at NBL events. And we will allow, you know, NBL riders to utilize those at the President's Cup Race of Champions this year. So that's going to be opened up, you know, for that Friday race. So feel free to bring those out, and you can utilize them there. But outside of that, it's only going to be at NBL events as it states on the actual slide. Let's see. So it's you said it would be up to the states to choose. So it's up to the tracks to choose which state series they will run. So again, I mean, if how is it, so the question is, if you have NBL tracks and ADA tracks in the same state, how is the decision made and who coordinates the decision making? Well, that's simple. That's the track. So, you know, as the track operator, you're going to decide. And again, you kept seeing the slide after slide after slide with it's your choice. And it's just kind of a recurring theme that you'll see with us. It's your choice. You, the track operator, will decide. The track operator may talk to his board, his parents and riders, and say, you know, hey guys, which series do we want to try to go for? If we go with this series, here's the benefits. If we go with this, you know, USA BMX series, here's the benefits. And the track will decide.
You know, another one that came through is this: what incentives is there for NBL riders coming into USA BMX to race from now to December 15th? Now, look, that's a great question. NBL season, as we discussed, again, this only applies to the NBL riders. NBL season ends September 30th. That's where we talked about allowing the opportunity for the NBL tracks, the new USA BMX tracks, to run under the ABA structure, under the ABA track, you know, class building structure and classifications, so that for the rest of the season, riders can earn district points. We understand that that's only the tail end of the season. Certainly a better option than not being able to race for points at all. Another one was asking, will local track entry fees be dictated by USA BMX?
Who did that?
No, the local track entry fees are at the discretion of the local tracks. You can set your entry fees at whatever you like. I mean, and that's going to vary for, you know, from one track to the next, probably. Also, too, was asking about the combined state series within NBL that some of the states were part. Again, we're analyzing that. Once all the state finals are run, you know, we'll have better data to look at to make a great decision. Another good one is, as you mentioned, Connecticut being a state cup series where plate holders from that state be allowed to run the plates at any USA BMX event. State plates will only be allowed, they're given away from the cup series, to be allowed to be utilized within that state, which is a common rule within NBL right now, so that really doesn't change.
So again, another similar question about tracks from one state, riders from one state being able to race in a neighboring state as opposed to their state because of distances between the tracks. That was something, you know, done in the past. Again, we're going to analyze that data. You know, we've got all of the data coming in with the NBL database,
and that's kind of my question.
We're working with those guys, and once we have all the data and can analyze that. That was not saying within the ABA state series, you raced in the state that you resided, even if that meant a little traveling. But we're going to analyze that going forward, and we'll certainly be letting you know.
Another one that came through is that will any of the NBL staff be retained? Yeah, we're working on that right now, and looking at where we're going to end up with staffing. You know, certainly we've been committed to working with those guys through basically about at the end of October to wind down the NBL operations. And look, I want to tell anyone that's listening still that those four or five staff members that we've asked to do that have just been amazing. I mean, they had a horrible task to try to do it. They had to deal with a lot of tough questions.
you know, and they've been just amazingly dedicated to making sure that it was filed down in the best way that it could be. Will NBL National Number Holders be able to run their earned numbers in 2012, blue plate with a white number? Again, yeah, the answer was, it was asked a little earlier, but absolutely. You know, those riders work for those numbers, they earn those numbers, and, you know, for those of us who do a little scorekeeping, 2012 may be a little more work, but yeah, we're going to let those riders who work for those numbers be able to run them, absolutely.
One of the other questions, too, was about gate safety, and we've been analyzing, you know, that, and that service something for USA BMX that is paramount, the safety of the riders, and we've certainly seen that, certainly witnessed that that video, too, so that is paramount for us, and we will be analyzing that extensively.
Can a track that is racing the State Cup Series earn one of the USA BMX based on ridership and the membership based on the track one as well? The answer is yeah, in the sense that if you hold a State Cup Series race in 2012, but then based on the memberships and how those memberships are credited to your factory in 2012, you could very well be the track that earns the USA BMX state final in 2013, or be the number two track that earns the triple point race. It would then be perhaps a tougher choice on whether you wanted to remain in the state cup series, or to, you know, to cash in on what you've earned on the USA BMX side of things.
This is a pretty funny one. It says Royble has to announce. I'm not even going to say the rest of it is, but Al Royble's a really great announcer that comes from the NFL side of things. Actually, he has done in the past some ABA stuff, so we certainly look forward to him continuing with us. How come I didn't receive any info about the webinar, and how do I make sure that I'm on the list? It says I am a track director. You know what? If you're a track director and you didn't get an email, it's probably because we just have bad data. Please shoot us an email and let us know, hey, what track you're with and what your email address is, and we'll get that updated. It says, are we getting a new computer program for our clerks? We're working on that, as we mentioned, right now, you know, to have something ideally that's going to be ready for you all for October 1st. We've got a great transition as we merge these two together, and, you know, we're truly going to be looking at some of the best features of each program and coming up with one just phenomenal, you know, program. Next one is one that says, what is a state association? You know, again, that's something that's very, very unique to the NBL. You know, it's where a collective of tracks have gotten together and had a formal association, and through that formal association, run their state programs. So hopefully that answers that. How many state races could there be? Just three or more? Well, this is one thing that is pretty interesting, is that the number of state races is dictated by the number of tracks within the state. I'll give you a great example. Minnesota. Brad Howland's home state. Brad, how many state races are there?
Oh, 14 or 15. I lost count.
So every single state, under the USA BMX State Series, not the State Cup program, but the State Series, every rider in the current ABA system, is afforded one of those state races. So in Minnesota, there's 14 state races, and then the state finals. And again, I know from anybody that's listening from the NBL side of things, that just probably sounds crazy, but I can tell you that's how it's always been in the ABA system, and it works.
I hear this BA guy can ride. Where we see it, hey, like a lot of us, I used to ride, a lot of us, every other one of us used to race. I know I'll speak for me personally, I don't belong on a bike anymore. So I don't know if you want to see any of us on bikes anymore, except for maybe Shannon Gillette.
Next one is, can we opt out of hosting a state race or a state cup race? Answer is, of course. With any of the races, I mean, you can opt out of it. If for some reason you wouldn't want to run a race for life, you don't have to run one. I mean, it's a benefit to the program. We wish you would run a state race, a race for life, and a warranty race, but if you don't want to, you don't have to. Next one is, when will we see the 2012 schedule? I can assure you guys, we're doing everything we can to get that out as soon as possible. We certainly realize we're behind the ball on that, but we're going to do everything we can to get that out fast. What transfer system are you going to be using at the President's Cup? That weekend of the President's Cup and the ABA Grand Nationals this year, 2011, it will be the standard ABA transfer system. Last year, that was a 421 moto race, with the number of people, especially that huge influx of riders that we know are going to be coming in from the NBL side of things.
we know that we're going to need to run that system in order to complete that race in some timely fashion, because we've got one day to do it in.
Again, we've got another, how will east-west be divided? The simple answer is it's not.
Answer my question.
There is no east-west. There's just two different races happening, one in Louisville and one in Reno on that weekend.
Will there be a database that will identify riders by name, proficiency? Yes. But one of the best things that you guys have to look forward to that the ABA tracks have right now is a common database. I mean, right now within the system, if I'm a track, I know that I'm going to have a big state race coming in where I'm going to have lots of riders from out of state or out of town coming in, and they're not currently in my database, I simply email the USA BMX team and ask for an updated database. And we'll send you a database to drop in that has all those new riders. In fact, we have tracks that request that on a weekly basis. That's a service we provide for you. That's a service that we will continue to provide for you.
Let's see. So,
will U.S. riders still earn national points in the Canadian series?
Yeah, absolutely, is the answer to that. And again, for this year, this is the first year that the Canadian Grands will also offer national points to the U.S. riders going up. Let's see, so will the presentation be made available? Yes. Not having been to an ABA track in a while, what is the light pattern? Well, the answer to that is it kind of depends on the tracks. Most tracks now have switched to the random gate, as we have switched to the random gate. So you're typically going to see a red, yellow, yellow, green. But there may still be tracks out there that have a red, green. Most, however, you're going to see, the random gate, red, yellow, yellow, green.
Are the East-West Finals going to be two races or one? Will they count as national scores toward NAC standings? Absolutely, they're going to count as NAC scores for national standings, and they will be two races. It'll be a Saturday and a Sunday race, and we'll count both of those. Will the national championships count? Yeah, I just answered that one. Yes, they will. Will there be a new Motormaker program? We already answered that one. That we're working on that right now. It's going to become a modified best of both worlds. If you have a state running two state series, a cup, and a USA BMX, will there be two state champions? Well, we should have defined this earlier. We the last thing that we want to try to do is again with this whole new structure, we want to try to avoid confusion. Okay, so you're going to have a cup champion and you're going to have a state champion. That's how it's going to be terminology wise said. We don't want to confuse everybody within the system. I mean, although we all know that it's kind of the same thing, but we want to try to keep those terminologies separate so that we don't have riders going to one event thinking that it's the other and vice versa. If we race total points, then ABA at a national, do the points combine for NAG? Basically, I'm not sure if I understand what the question is, but to answer that, if you go to a race that's total points for a USA BMX national race, all that means is that you run a two-moto format, because all races will be two-moto format, and then everybody races in the first round, everybody races in the second round. We combine those. The low scores are going to be the riders that are going to transfer, and basically from there, then they go to a main event. And maybe the question is, do you get pointed in motos? And the answer to that is no. When can we expect the tracks to get their rider kits? You know what? That's something you have to request. You need to request that. You let us know what parts of those new rider kits you don't have, and then we'll send that information out to you. Any of the supplies, and this is a great thing for any of the NBL tracks to know, any of the NBLs too, is we never automatically send you any supplies. They're always upon request. But again, know that we almost always have everything in stock, and two, that we're going to get it out to you in an expeditious fashion. East and West Divisional Champions will only get jerseys for the number one rider. That is correct. The question asked, will number plates be awarded as well? No. The champions will get jerseys, and it will not be a number plate. Again, remember, this is basically, you're counting your best six national scores going into that Divisional Series final. So hopefully riders that are doing well in that series will end up earning NAG number plates at the end of the year. When will the USA BMX ID cards and bike numbers be issued each year? You know what? That's going to happen at the end of each points program. So I'll give you an example. When we talk about district points, it's January 1 through December 15th. So typically for us, at the tail end of January is when we're finalizing the district points and sending that information out in January and February. It takes a little bit of time to close those points out. The national points, you know, what we traditionally do right now with an ABA is that the grands happen Thanksgiving weekend. After the grands, we shift over the first race of the year. We have a big award ceremony where we pass out the national age group plates and the national champion plates. So, again, it's kind of dictated by the end of the season.
Is the East-West championship race worth more national points than a standard national? No. The answer is no. It's going to give you a potentially two mag scores, but it's the same national point scale and it's available at any other national. Only the grands is different.
As a Canadian, the only races New York, PA, and in the NBL National Series, if I still raced that way in 2012, what would happen to me with points? Well, again, you're going to be earning anytime you come into the USA BMX National Series, just like the Canadians coming out of BC, right now the ABA Series, you're earning national points. So if you're racing in the USA BMX Series, you're earning NBL, USA BMX national points.
Will there be a new age class format? So we covered that. When are the move-ups for NBL riders going to take effect?
Again, you know, we're gonna be analyzing all of that data and kind of going through and looking at the wins that riders have accrued in 2011. This is an awesome one. You know, it's something that I've always loved to talk about. It says, what are your thoughts on NBL track designs versus ABA? It said that NBL tracks are more tricky to ride them, and ABA, you know, will slow down, you know, a 200-plus moto event because those tracks are trickier. Will there be a track standard in the future, and what are your thoughts on supercross tracks? So lots of questions. So, you know, first thing first, we'll talk a little bit about track layouts. Now, you really have two concepts here because you have to say, you know, okay, hey, let's talk about them on the local level. Well, as a former local track operator, I tell you that my thought on a local level BMX track is that it needs to be geared towards who your customer base is. Talked a little bit about that earlier. If at your local track you have 80% novices and intermediates, you know, you don't need a track that's the caliber of a world championship track. That would be silly because that's not really speaking to your core customer base. But I'll tell you this, at the same time, you can build a BMX track that's technical and exciting for all riders, but it's not unsafe. You know, so I think that kind of helps you with that, you know, local level, building towards who your base is. National level, we certainly expect, you know, tracks to be, you know, exciting for all riders. You know, will there be a standard, you know, in the future? You know, I mean, I think you're already seeing the standard, you know, evolve, and that'll continue to evolve. And what's the thought on a supercross track? Well, the supercross tracks are exciting. You know, there's no question about it. At the end of the day, the supercross tracks really fit the need of about 200 athletes. You know, so when we're talking about it in reference again to that local level racing, obviously it's not something that's necessary, but, you know, supercross tracks are exciting. It's the Olympic level. It's where it's at right now. And we're excited even to host the only supercross race in the United States in Chula Vista this year.
How the classes be structured with the differences between the ABA and NBL classes? Well, again, you're going to see there's very minor differences right now between what those age groups are, you know. But basically, the ABA class structure will become the USA BMX class structure. But it's so close to being the same thing right now that it's barely worth mentioning.
Are there plans to eliminate ABA brands and NBL brands and focus solely on USA BMX? You know, look, we never want to abandon, you know, ABA, the ABA brand, or the NBL brand. I mean, and that's honest. I mean, you know, those are proud brands that all of us were raised with, you know, and grew up in the sport with and been a part of, and we never want to see those go away. If anything, we want to honor, you know, that history and that legacy that's been developed. The next part of it says, if they are to be retained, any thoughts on reworking the NBL logo because it's awful? Who knows? I mean, maybe we could go back to the old one that was before this last rendition.
If we have eight or less riders, we don't drop a rider. Do we have to start dropping a rider? And why? Well, it depends on if you're running a main event, then the answer is yes, because we need all of the tracks for the purposes of district points being able to award them the same way. There's got to be a rider that gets rider points only.
And you know what? I want to clarify that because that's something that is kind of a nuanced thing that's important. You will not be forced to drop a rider. However, what you do have to explain, what Brad's talking about here, is that if within the transfer system, when we award district points, we have to be able to make sure that the same district points are given out for a race with the same number of riders in Texas as they are, you know, in Alabama. It's got to be the same across the board. So with some tracks running the transfer system and some tracks running a total point system, we have to make sure that the same number of riders are getting points. So, for example, if we've got a race and it's got the four riders in the transfer system there would only be three riders in the main. In a total point system, you can take all four riders in the main. However, you have to understand that only the top three riders are going to be awarded main event points.
The fourth rider would only be getting 1 point for each rider in the class to maintain that parity between, you know, running the transfer system as opposed to running the total point system.
One question that's really, really good. It says, the President's Cup, are we using the NBO class structure or the ABA class structure? Great question. You know, we will be utilizing the ABA, you know, class structure at that event.
We listed move up in terms of wins. Is that local, regional, or national? Again, it's a combination of all of them. A win is a win. So if you get 8 wins at any type of race, from novice to intermediate, you move up. 25, intermediate to expert, you move up.
The next was, if you've been out of racing for 10 years or more, what proficiency can you start at? You know what, if you look in the ABA rulebook right now today, we've got a great auto reclass structure that allows any riders that have been out to come back with a certain proficiency. So if you've been out a minimum of 2 years, you have the ability to come back to the sport in a lower proficiency. However, please understand that you can never go from intermediate back to novice. The novice proficiency is solely for brand new riders to the sport. But you certainly, if you've been out for 2 years and you were an expert, we do have the ability to reclass you back to intermediate, and it even specifies how many wins you'll be given. So that's in the rule book, and that'll be in the subsequent 2012 USA BMX rule book.
If a rider's membership is up for renewal in July, district points have been calculated in December. Is that rider allowed to run the new district number before renewal? I'm not sure what the question is lurking in there. If a rider's membership is up in July, you know, obviously they need to maintain that membership and keep it current through the end of the point season to have a rider number for the following season. So I hope that answers it.
Next was, will wins from this past year be counted towards move up? Again, I believe that's coming from the NBL side. Will the NBL wins be calculated? We're going to crack into that database and analyze that step by step.
Let's see, so we've got, can a brand new track choose either way of racing? Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a theme throughout the slides, either choice. I'm an NBL track, is there a training build for the ABA software? Yeah, actually, if we send that software to you on CD, you'll actually get a training video that comes on the CD that will train you how to use that software.
Will the pros be running the UCI format for 2012? Answer that is yes. You know, you'll see the source structure issue within the ABA points season.
As the USA BMX track clerk, should we be using the ABA or the NBL software? Again, we're working with the software programmers to find out. You know, ideally, we'd like to keep the NBL tracks that are used to the NBL software using that software if we can get our class structure working by that October 1st date if you're still running races into October. Will we get a printout of this webinar? Yeah, we'll be making the presentation, the slideshow presentation available. Any chance of girls having the same proficiencies? That's just a numbers game. Boy, I'd love to get to that point where we had enough girls to merit 3 proficiencies. Right now, you know, we've got 2, and 2 is working well.
Another one that's really good, it says, is USA BMX willing to help tracks that have not been paid by the former NBL? And look, we've told any track, you know, if you're in serious financial need, you know, call us. We'll do anything we possibly can to try to find solutions to help you out. Unfortunately, much like the tracks, you know, ABA, you know, and now USA BMX, I mean, we made an enormous investment when we, you know, completed the asset purchase of, you know, the National Bicycle League. And, you know, in doing so, a tremendous amount of financial resources were done to do that with the sole intent of the track operators being paid what was owed to them.